that we daven, continue. Lishma v'la'asis, we should be able to be watched and do l'kayim. Which will explain what that means soon. It's called the v'samotar esakha ba'avo. So what type of bracha is this? That Hashem should give us the ability to do it. The chara kiyam ha'mitzvah is totally in us. What are we davening to Hashem and asking Hashem for over here? So we said a little bit last time from Victor Miller, and others say, it means the ability to do this. And to explain this, bakasha, we marked in the words that he said, b'sharish ha'avoidah, in the beginning of the bracha of the Yotzah Ma'aris, that he says that in the Kavanis is brought down that the bracha of Avarabo is the heichel of Avo. And they say, B'Shavayda asks, the Chayrut should be in the heichel of Yira. Because it's the rotten to do the Kiyum HaMitzvahs. That we should listen to Hashem, the Shema Yalumba, the Lame, the Ishma Velas, the Kaim, it's called Divrei Salmo Teresecha, that sounds like Yira. Especially when we ask, Yachal, the Vein, the Lame, Yira, Shemecha, the Chayrut. It sounds like a person's scared over here. There's a Yiras Hashem, a Yiras Arayimus that's going on, that we want to please Hashem and pacify Him. Why is this called Avo? The Chayrut should be called Yira. So the Yisrael Shayrish Havayit explains this with a fascinating marshal. And he says that there was once a king of a country that sent his son together with the general of his army, and he asked them to go do a shlichus for him in a faraway land that was under his kingdom. And he sent with them some troops to go with them on the way, and a letter to the governor of the region that he should give them anything they need, any supplies, to help them in their quest. They travel for a while, they get to this faraway place, they get there, they present a letter to the governor, and he gives them whatever limited resources were available in the far-flung corner of the earth. And they try to do this that the king asked them for. And they gave it a fair effort, until everybody gave up, including the general, except for the king's son. The king's son kept on trying. The general asked him, what's the problem? Your father won't be upset at us. He asked us to do our best. He's not going to have time to send us if we can't do it. The governor is here willing to write us a letter that we wasted no effort and resources on being able to do what he wanted. And it just wasn't able to do it. Your father, the king, won't have any akpada. But the son sat down crying and saying, no, I'm not leaving till I do it. My father wants me to do something. I want to please him. And I'm going to do what he wants. No matter how hard it is. It's not enough for me that I wasn't over on his words. But I actually want to be able to fulfill it and bring a nachas ruach, a pleasure to my father. Says in Sayyid Shavayda, that's only comments from somebody that has avo, somebody that has yira. He's scared, so he doesn't want to be over on the tzivuyim of somebody. So that person is enough for him. That he has a patur, the governor of the province will write it. There's no ability to make a mitzvah. He got stuck on an island for yontif. He has no lulav, he has no sukkah. It's fine. He's a potter, he's an einus. That's all fine with him. A son that comes from a love, he begs for the ability to be able to learn Torah, to understand more. He doesn't pater himself saying, I couldn't understand more. But he cries and he davens to Hashem to be able to understand more, to have the ability for kiyum mitzvahs. That's something that comes only through Avo. And that's why this is called Avo, because we're asking Hashem for the abilities for kiyum mitzvahs. That's nichon, that's bakasha, that we should be able to mekayim the mitzvahs. That Hashem should always give us the ability to mekayim it. And we shouldn't just get off, be potter off the hook with the fact that we weren't able to do it with the resources and the time and the kashrinus that we had. Now we say lishmar, to watch. So lishmar the mafarshim say is mitzvah leisa say, lasay says mitzvah essay. As the Torah says, sur merav asay, tell the Navi says, and therefore we say leisa say before essay. Others say lishmar is going on a different Torah, shomer belev. And the kayim is kavum kibarzel, that shouldn't get bent, but it should be sturdy and steady and fast, the Torah. And the reason we say this here, the Malas HaTorah says, B'Shem the Goyin is, because the Elohim HaShalem and Asa Kayim is Nech Lai Shalei Nivra, and therefore we say, Lishmar V'Lasas of the Kayim. The Alta from Kalim used to say a different shot that the Kayim is going back on Basis, that the Maisa that we do should have a Kiyim that should last, and shouldn't come bottle. The Maggid Tzedek says a different pshat mishma that's going on the Torah, and mishma means that we shouldn't forget the Torah that we learned. Lazis of the Kayim is we're asking for the Yechaylus and the Kayach Neged the Yetzer Hara, the Molekah Hashbarach Oizay and the Yacholoi, that we should be able to fight the Yetzer Hara and stand up against him. And the Ayavit says this includes all the things that we need in order to Mekayim the mitzvahs we're asking Hashem for. And Hashem should be mizdamen to us mitzvahs that need to come, certain mitzvahs. Shulach HaKan, Hashem HaSaveda can only come if Hashem is mizdamen to a person. We're asking Hashem to be mizdamen to us the mitzvahs. Then we say Lekayim as Kol Divrei Salmutar Secho. So what does this mean? Kol Divrei. So the Maggid Tzedek says it's referring to the Midah de Chassidus. We said, Laisa says in essay that this is referring to the Midah de Chassidus that's found in the Gemara. The Yavit says Kol Divrei is referring to the Takonis of Chazal. That's the Divrei. They come from Chazal. Talmud refers to the Yogimel Midas that I learned out of Droshes. Rabbi Leib actually says a different pshat in this, that he says, the Tashbit says, Ashim Yishabolik HaMesamud HaBiyodoy means the mitzvahs are biyodoy. This that he learned is now biyodoy, meaning the mitzvahs. So called Divrei Salma Tarasech, what turned out a term meaning the mitzvahs, which we mekayim it. And that's why it comes after Masas Lekayim, it's called Divrei Salma Tarasech, all the mitzvahs, which we mekayim it. Victor Miller says the different pshat of Lekayim, that it means that others should be Mekayim it as well, not just as us, but we should, also, we should make and enable others to be Mekayim it, as we want everybody to be Oyvid Hashem, and to be able to give Arvos and Achrayas to others is to make sure that everybody is able to Mekayim it. Shimon Schwab says it refers specifically to a mitzvah, that's Begadr Neufel. So to speak, it makes mitzvah that no one's being mekayim it. Or shall the yalkum is divrei Torah azoyis chiyesh b'chol Torah nefelets. A mitzvah that no one's caring about, that no one's being mekayim, so to speak, is a knife on that we're going to specifically be mekayim. The Chofetz Chaim says that the lima that we do beforehand has to be a manas lekayim in order that it should have a kiyum. If the lima is out lishma v'lasais, then it will be the kaim and the mitzvah, the Torah that we do will have a kiyum. Now to explain these words in another note to add to it, there's a shulti gibarim on the Mardchai, the beginning of the second parak of Shabbos, that the shulti gibarim says two things that are very relevant to us. And then he says that if somebody's Isaac and Torah Lishma, a way to be Zecha, to know more than what a person's mental abilities are, Hashem makes it. Some Sefer used to say that even if his reasonings are wrong, his Maskana is right. I heard from this, the beer. The Volsberg is Shiva Shlito, based on the Ramami Palin that says, Habit, Nevi'a Madzalem, Bechorbani, Yosem, Binyano. The Ramami Palin says that it's referring to the specific, special Ashras Ashkenaz, the Shemaya that we have in Golos. Now that we don't have a base of Mikdash to be shalom by anymore, that they have, there's a Gemisa Sap, the Shemaya that they have, and Befrata Amir Aro, the Manhige Adon. And therefore, the Samsayfer says, even if his reasons are wrong, his maskalas are for sure right. And the eighth to this is, it's to learn Torah l'shma l'shem shemayim. And with that a person zaycha, shalom yavid de'ova, and Hashem gives him a special shiat of the shemayim. But there's the next step of the Shulti Gibarim that Rav Shimon Schwab brings out in the Ge'er for this bracha that he says. Now we say, the Kayim is called Divrei Salma Tarasecho, after learning. Because the Shulti Gibarim says that Chazal tells us, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah are, that Torah is greater than a mitzvah. So Kepshutai, because we think it's a bigger mitzvah. The Shulti Gibarim says, Chazal Darshan, the Torah is Megan. Bin Nadasik Bay, also not when he's Asik in it. Mashenkin Mitzvah has only been Nadasik Bay. Kepshutai, Kataira is greater because Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah are, but the Shulti Gibarim says a different reason. Because Torah makes it that a person will be able to mekayim the mitzvahs properly afterwards. Because without knowing the dinim properly, a person can never be mekayim the mitzvahs properly. Ein amar etz chazan, says Rav Shimon Schwab. A person could be so mufka from the Torah that he'll try his hardest to be mekayim and he doesn't know what he's doing. As the Shulchan Aruch gives the mashalim. But before the main tzichirayo, how if a person doesn't know the halachas properly, he can't properly do the mitzvahs. And therefore we say, first we can learn, and then we can properly mekayim. It's called Ibn Salmatar Secha, all that we learned. Ba'avo. That we learned, that we're asking that should be ba'avo. The Chassam Sefer explains, Chassam Sefer asks, what's going on over here? What's this avo that we're asking for now, and then we continue with heart and Ibn Salmatar Secha? Isn't that a repeat? So the Chassam Sefer says, though, we're really asking is that there's a difference between somebody that comes to learn, where there has a cheshek to learn, and somebody that's learning because his parents sent him, and the Rebbe has to put it in a mecheshek. And the person with the cheshek learns much better, and that's what we're asking for. That Hashem should put in us the bina to know lehavin or lehaskil. He shouldn't put in us bina to know things, but it should be a bina to understand that if we do it ba'ahava, we'll be much more matzliach, and our avodas Hashem will learn much more, and then the tetzav that will be behind in the b'sarasecho will get to know much more Torah. Now we say the har in the b'sarasecho. The Arizal said this refers to the Torah. The Torah is an R, like we said before. V'dabek libeinu is avas Hashem, that we should love the mitzvahs that come. That's why we say v'dabek. That Sich Yitzchak says v'horei neinu is a bakasha, that we should be masik always more and more Torah. And the Be'er Avraham explains through this the Me'er Torah will be a place for Hashras Hashchino. And then we'll, and through the vekas and the mitzvahs, and that will be zeich to be yachal of aveinu la'avol yira shemecho. And we say this before we say la'avol. The Yishalim explains because through limud haTorah is the greatest life that a person comes to la'avol to avas Hashem. Now we say the horror in a lashon of light. The Arabic points out that the Torah Pazak says Galeina in Tehillim Vabitin Afloiz Mitara Secho. And we say V'dabek Libeinu, that we're asking that it should be pani from the Tirdas Ha'olam, and we should be able to be Dabek in Hashem. The Magid Tzedek says the Inayim and the Lev, we know that Shteis HaRasuri HaVir L'Sasuri HaKal V'Avchim V'Achri Einechem. So the Magid Tzedek saying that we're davening over here that Hashem should be matir, Hashem should tilt both these things, our avodah is Hashem, our inayim and our lev. And the Mefarshim point out that a person has to know that everybody can be meir and Torah, not just the Kadmainim, but every single person, Bacham and Nichuloi, that's gathered, that a person, every person can be Mechadish Nuchidushim. And through it, we can be zeichah to be dalek in the Torah, in the mitzvahs, through knowing the dinim of the Torah. Now we say, V'ayin einu b'sarasecha v'dabek libeinu with one vase. So the Mepharshim explained this based on the Shari Shuv and Tovrish Tadi Zayin that says that through the Torah the two Yitzarim come one to be Oyved Hashem. They come together to one Tachas to be Oyved Hashem, and therefore after we say about the Torah, we say V'dabek libeinu with one lev for Avedit Hashem. And Victor Miller says it doesn't mean just our lev, but as we said before, the lev refers to the Machshavo, and therefore we're saying our Machshavis should always be on the Torah. But now why do we learn this? What we say, V'loi Nevish, the Chofetz Chaim says, because when we get to the Masif to the Rekia, a person only knows what he learned in this world, or at least what he was maxing other people to learn in this world. So if we're not going to do that in this world, when we get to the Masif to the Rekia, every time they learn those Nimudim, we're not going to know it. And it's going to be a Pusha that lasts forever, and that's the Olam Vayet. And as well, the mitzvahs, if we don't do it, B'Shleimusam, with a lev that's in God's name with Hashem, with a complete dveikas alev, the malachim that are created from these mitzvahs won't be complete. we'll have busha from that for always as well. And therefore we ask that we should be able to learn the entire Torah and to do the mitzvahs properly, so that as we're going to continue, we shouldn't have the busha later on. Then we say, V'yachei devaveinu. So we're asking that the entire life should be davik in Avos Hashem. The Sikh Yitzchak brings a fascinating medrash that says that sometimes the chilek of a person's lave is to something else, but we're asking Hashem that should completely for Hashem. That, and it brings a story, that the sons were killed at Kiddush Hashem, and so this is what she said afterwards: Hashem, till now, I had an Avos Hashem, but there was also part of me that I loved my children. Now that I don't have any children, my heart is against and my love is completely for you, Hashem. And that's what we're saying, that the entire lev should be for Hashem and for nothing else. And we say, V'yachid of Avinu, two bases over here, the Maggid Tzaddik says, because we're asking even the Yetzirah should come to serve Hashem b'shnei Yetzirah, like we say in Shema, where we say, V'chol avavcho, b'shnei Yetzirah. So too we're asking that both leaves of Hashem should have a yichud for Hashem. The Baba Grossbard used to say, we say that we should have a yichud Hashem in Ur Shalai Nevois, because if we're not going to have a yichud Hashem, we're going to have a major busha loss of Lavoi if we didn't do this. Chofetz Chaim is to give a marshal to this, that there was once a gevir that buried his treasures in the mud. So two mitzvahs that are done without a complete yichud alev for Hashem, without a full heart, they're going to be diamonds, they're going to be full of mud, they're going to be torn and tattered, precious notes that are torn and tattered or covered with mud. And that is what mitzvahs that are not done with the complete yichud alev is, and that we're going to have such a busha for that. Chofetz Chaim is to give a marshal that all the machshavos the person has come to ma'al l'asalavoy, and we're going to be embarrassed from it, just like an adult is embarrassed from the dolls they had if they would still have them later. So we're going to be embarrassed of our machshavos that we had from previous times in this world. So we ask Hashem to be miyachar our hearts, so we shouldn't come to this busha. Then we say la'avol yira shemecho. So even though yira usually comes first when we're building up, says the Ma'ar Peloshin, but when we're davening, we daven for the tachlis, and therefore we ask for avol before yira, and that's why we say la'avol yira. Now this year that Maggid Tzaddik says, it means year of Roimimus, not year of Sainish, but the higher level of year, and it's referring to year of Roimimus. And he says, Yachal Evenu also means that there shouldn't be a period of Levavus and Klai Yisrael, but it means the lave of many different people in Klai Yisrael. Now Shimon Schwab says, we say this after Limud HaTorah, because year of Roimimus and Avos Hashem needs Limud HaTorah. Through Limud HaTorah, a person can come to it properly. Avigdor Miller says that it's a year that comes through Ava, and that's something that's only shaykh by Hashem and Ava, and a year together. And it's the year that comes through Ava, a year of Sarayimus, when a person loves somebody so much that he has a year to do something against him. And we say Hashem Echo, says Avigdor Miller, because we don't know Hashem in his essence, and that's why we always refer to Hashem. The Shem Hashem is what we know. And that's what we should love and we should fear, but Hashem Himself we don't know. We shouldn't be embarrassed forever. The Sikh Yitzchak explains that we shouldn't have the busha that is forever. That's much greater and far more powerful than any busha that we have in this world that's temporary for sometimes seconds, minutes, hours, months, or even years. But it's not a lifetime. It's not forever, like the busha of Lasa Lavai. And that's why we say, Shalai Nevelai Nevelai Shalai Lamvayad. The Menuchah Kedusha says, the Shalai Lamvayad refers to the dinim that come on a person when he's already in Gan Eden, as a tetzos of his meisim. As we spoke over for Bar, that that's the dinim of every year on a mace. That any Hashemah that he had, anybody in the Taiva, the Ra, he gets changed his din in Shemayim yearly. So that's what we say in the Olam Vod, not only b'shas the b'tiro, shouldn't we have any busha, but nothing that we did in our lifetime should cause it later on, we should get a busha, because we'll be going around this world. The Shalmei Tzibur says the Olam Vod is referring to children, not only shouldn't he himself have busha because of himself, but he shouldn't have busha because of his children, that they should always be over the Hashem. The Chayra, this is the beer that we said from the Chavetz Chaim B'Shem the Kadmoni, that a person should daven on his children. This is where it comes from. This is the remes, Shalai Neva, Shalai Lamvoid, that not only should we be proper in Avodas Hashem, but our children as well. And therefore we won't have the busha of them not going properly in the ways of Hashem. And that's the shot that the Kadmonim say, that a person, where they get it from, that a person should be mechavan on his children as well.